A beautiful work of art. In the beginning, find your own self. Remember to be the elf and not the shelf. Don't just instantly run out the door. Don't go skydiving. Do something you adore. Try fighting matadors and tearing open the stable doors. Save oppressed creatures. Maybe unleash them to become teachers. Or just hit the Appalachian Trail and return with a manuscript of a marvelous tale. Do things that move you, that upon completion expand your view. When you are young, the aim is to rise, and not all things need be wise. You can even be artistic and somewhat obscene. Chalk London with curse words and make a big scene. So as long as you don't get caught and the chalk comes from the White Cliffs of Dover, you'll become as famous as Banksy before it is over. And please, please, read many books on your way to your middle age, and wisdom will take the center stage. Your beautifully foolish art will transform into many things that are very smart. Stay on the trails and bring back many tales. Pacific Crest Trail is great for growing wise. All those sunsets make for beautiful skies. This is about a strong connection and a single human direction. When wisdom fills your middle life, in your golden age, it will cut through questions like a knife. Golden age is where things get really fun. You have to reverse shoplift all your books one by one. Visit every big library in Europe to plant your amazing books. Dress like a librarian and blend in with your good looks. Make sure that you sail most of the seas and enjoy the deeply beautiful, fragrant breeze. If I may, eat a fried European flounder on a stick. The salt of the Baltic Sea gives it a fine kick. Update the best wisdom of your generation and help the little ones with all the necessary cogitation. And please make sure they know to walk the trails and hit the seas. We have to help the little ones begin at the best places. There must never be an end to smiling faces. We can't just make rules out of thin air and then force everyone to care. Pushing young people into work and office and career and stress only hurts them and creates a worldwide mess. They need time and wisdom to see the world for what it is. Life is a big deal, not some multiple answer quiz. Human beings must be allowed to flourish and transcend. That is how we can guarantee that humanity never meets its end. A life well lived is marked by cheerful creativity, beautiful wisdom, and lasting greatness, as it all adds up to create profound completeness. And what a gift and inspiration a narrated book about such a life, and how precious the wisdom that helps to avoid all the strife. Surely, this is but one of countless ways to live well. But we mustn't stay in our shell, nor aim for a cubicle or some other cell. Life is meant to be a beautiful work of art. It is not a machine, but a beating heart.